Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Macy Crew. We'll talk with Macy about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be fun. And again, I don't have my buddy Craig with me, but, you know, it's very hard to believe that this is our next to last interview of 2018, and that we're gonna wrap up the interview portion of the show next Tuesday, after about 11 plus months of averaging about 60 something interviews a year, and this is wrapping up our sixth year. And honestly, I'm kind of tired, and honestly, I'm kind of ready for a break. But we've got just a little bit more work to do. So with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Macy Crew to the show. Hey, Macy, how are you?
Good. How are you? I'm so excited to be on.
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've been a fan of you guys' radio show for quite some time now, so I'm extremely honored to be on.
I appreciate that, and like I said in the intro, we're just about to wrap up our sixth year of the show.
That's incredible. That's so cool that you guys have been pushing through and keeping on with this and gaining fans, I know, throughout the years too. So that's incredible that you guys are already wrapping up the sixth year. That's crazy to think about.
It's completely crazy on this side. I mean, before 2012, if you had told me that I'd be doing this basically full time, I'd have slapped you and called you crazy. it's been a heck of a ride, and we just hit over 10,000 listeners.
Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
It totally blew my mind. I'm not gonna lie to you, because I freak out if we only have one person listen to these episodes. I'm freaking out if just one person listens to our ramblings. I'm losing it.
I know, that's quite a few people. So that's awesome that you guys reached that accomplishment.
Well, thank you. Before we get into this, that song I just played, Wherever You Are, it's incredible.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You know, I sort of have a little policy. Whenever artists send me over songs to play on the show for these interviews, I don't listen to them until the day of the show, because I want to have my first reaction to the song while we've got the artist on the air.
Oh, that's really cool. That makes me excited that you liked it, and hopefully it gets stuck in your head too, so you catch yourself singing it sometimes.
Oh, trust me, it will. And I tell you what I'll do. I host another show called Indie Country Radio every Friday, and I'll be sure to add this to a rotation for you.
Thank you so much. That would be amazing.
I tell artists this all the time, but I will do everything in my power to make sure that you guys are heard.
Thank you so much, and that means the world to us, because especially with a lot of us, like, independent artists nowadays and things like that, it's hard to get your music heard and to get your name out there and things like that. So with shows like your radio station and things along those lines, like, every single avenue is greatly appreciated, because it does let our songs and our voices get heard, and it helps us be even more successful. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Now, before I get into my list of questions and stuff, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, well, my name is Macy Crew. I am 22 years old, and I have been singing since probably even before I could talk. I've been singing since I was about 3 years old, and it used to be funny because I used to never sing in front of anybody until about maybe eighth grade. I decided to try out for the school musical, and I ended up getting a lead in it. So I was like, okay, maybe I can sing. And so I started doing a lot more publicly with that and on stages through talent shows and musicals and things like that. And then over the past few years was a crazy ride. This past season of American Idol, I actually made it to Hollywood, and I got quite a bit of exposure and experience through that whole crazy time in my life. I ended up getting cut in Hollywood Week because they look for people who kind of have a big story. And thankfully enough, I don't have a sob story at this point in my life. And knock on wood, I hope I don't have one. But I got cut because of that. But I have continued moving forward. And this past song with Wherever You Are, we released that. And it's been amazing ever since. So I'm trying to make my own way in country music instead of rely on a TV show now, because those are so hard and far between to try to get involved with. So I have been headlining music festivals and country music festivals and concerts and fairs, and it has been a crazy year, and it's going to be another crazy year coming up, but I'm very blessed to be able to do it, and it's amazing.
That is cool. And this is why I love interviewing artists, because you guys are always so interesting. I mean, it's the stories you guys have to tell constantly and consistently blows my mind.
Oh, it's crazy, and every single day is so unpredictable, especially with music and gigs and shows, and you never know what to expect, especially with like things like American Idol. I had actually won a silver ticket before I won a golden ticket, and the silver ticket allowed me to skip all four rounds of producers. And that's what some people don't even realize, is those shows like The Voice and American Idol and X Factor, anything like that, there's four and five rounds of producers before you're even allowed to sing in front of the celebrity judges. So that's what's crazy is those shows are so unpredictable and chaotic, and you never know what's going to happen, especially if you don't have a sob story. It's what's kind of sad is I know a lot of those TV shows nowadays have kind of turned into I know it's I guess it's not something that's surprising, but it really is all about the views and the publicity and the sympathy and stuff like that too. So like I said, thankfully enough, I don't have a sob story. But I definitely, it's more fulfilling to be doing it on my own and pursuing things on my own instead of trying to rely on other people to make me successful.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that's absolutely true. I'm sure. I wanted to ask, with being as young as you are, when everything is said and done with your career 30, 40 years down the road, whenever that might be, what impact or a legacy would you like to have on the industry?
You know, I have thought about that a lot, and I would love, it's kind of funny, I always think about that because, like, I want to be able to have songs that people can remember and relate to. That's a huge thing, is making sure that I write from the heart and I'm always 150% myself. I want to be kind of known as somebody who always stayed true to themselves and their music, and then on top of that was always genuine and thankful to the fans, because that's a huge thing is, even after all of our shows and fairs and headlining festivals, we always try to stay afterwards and talk with the fans and do meet and greets and talk with them and things like that, because people don't realize that without the fans, a lot of us wouldn't be where we are today. Our songs wouldn't sell. Our music wouldn't be requested. And so definitely being able to have songs that people can relate to and in 10 years down the road still be able to sing the words and be like, oh, my gosh, I love that song. Additionally, while still knowing that they were a genuine person and that they truly appreciated it. So that's something that I've always wanted, is just to stay true to myself and make sure that I don't take anything for granted.
You know, I've been a country music fan my entire life, and I've been blessed to meet some of the bigger names in country music. Like Kenny Chesney, Reba, Barbara Mandrell. I mean,
that's amazing.
And one thing that stands out to me, especially with Barbara Mandrell and Reba, is how genuine these people are, and they genuinely care about you.
Oh yeah, and that's amazing, because all of the people who go the extra mile for their meet and greet, who stay afterwards to sign autographs, or who make sure that no matter how big they get, they're still just genuine, kind-hearted people. That's exactly what I aspire to be, because That's people remember your heart. They remember how you make them feel and how your music makes them feel. So if I can go that extra mile to make sure people feel loved and appreciated, then that's definitely what I'm always going to strive for.
I was talking with William Michael Morgan at the Opry one night. He had actually invited me to his Opry show on my birthday. Long story, but I was talking to William Michael Morgan, and this dude is one of the best guys in the industry. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's amazing. I believe it.
He him and I got to meet Liz and Eric of Delta Ray. I don't know if you've heard of Delta Ray or not, but
oh yeah, I have. Yeah.
They are, you know, and I understand that there's a sharks in the industry and people not necessarily in it for the right reasons. I get that. There's sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you. There's people in this industry that I wouldn't associate with. I'm not going to lie to you. But
oh yeah, I believe it.
but by and large, probably 85% or 90% of the people in country music are genuinely good people.
And that's what makes my heart feel so good is the people who all do appreciate it definitely are recognized for it usually. So that's what's really cool is being able to be in such a tight-knit community that all supports one another for the most part, like you were saying. So that's what's definitely encouraging is even the friends that I make at different shows or festivals or country music things, it's really nice to be able to talk with one another and exchange advice and be able to keep up with them no matter where our careers take us.
Right. You know, and you were talking about the fans earlier. I just me personally, I hate the term fans because I don't refer to the people that listen to this radio show or the people that I've interviewed as fans per se. I mean, you guys are more like friends to me.
Oh yeah, that's super cool to hear that. And that's the thing though too, is even I know people like Russell Dickerson, he's really cool where he calls it the RD fam, and so he never even says the word fan. He
right.
always makes sure that it's like a family. And that's what's so cool too is my fan club per se is everybody always calls themselves part of the crew with like spelled with a K, like my last name. So that's what's kind of funny
right.
is my boyfriend's dad actually had started that when I first started doing kind of smaller shows, and he's like, oh, we're all part of the crew. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so that kind of stuck ever since.
That is awesome. So, I wanted to ask, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, at this point, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I don't know if I would change anything or go back on anything. So I'm really about living in the present and trying to learn from things and just move forward. I think the biggest thing would just be to take more chances, because I always tend to get inside my head or I worry too much. And there's no really reason for that, especially with things like American Idol. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to be a certain person or to fit a certain mold. And in reality, there's not a mold you should be trying to fit. You should just be true to yourself and be yourself. And so moving forward, I'm definitely making sure that I stay true to myself. And no matter what, even down the road, if I get another big break or anything like that, or I continue growing, I've always made sure to promise to myself that when I do get management and things like that, or a record deal, that I find people who align with what I stand for and what my heart what my heart believes in, and that I can still write my own music and be a part of something like that, because you only get one life to live, and you just got to remember that you have to live it to the fullest and take chances. And if you're unsure about something, just do it anyways and learn from it if it goes bad. And if it doesn't, I mean, then you're just another step ahead. So that's definitely probably the biggest thing, is just don't hold back and try to fit a mold. Just go for everything and take chances and be yourself no matter what.
Right. You know, and I'm sort of the same way with sending emails to managers and stuff to set up interviews for the show. I'm like, should I really send this email to this person? Because I'm a little scared, to be honest with you. Even after 6 years, it still scares me.
Oh yeah, and that's, I believe it. It's so crazy to see how some people kind of almost start to alter themselves if they get with the wrong management or the wrong team. And so that's the biggest thing, is you just got to make sure that the people who are associating with you, even with my band members, like I was very picky putting together my band because I wanted to make sure everybody was as passionate and excited and genuine about music and performing as I was. And so that's the thing, is you always need to make sure that whoever's on your team or representing you or even working with you, that's a reflection of who you are as a person too in the end. So you always got to make sure that you are who you hang with. And I know that's kind of a cheesy saying, but it's true. So you got to make sure that whoever's representing you or on your team can represent you well.
You know, I hold this show to a pretty high standard. And the guests I have on are people that I genuinely believe in. And you, my friend, are one of them.
Oh, thank you so much. That means the world to me. I try so hard to make sure that my passion is known and that this is my absolute world. I would give anything to continue to be blessed and be able to do this and follow my dream that I've had since I was a little girl. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being one of those supporters and believers in me.
Absolutely. So another question I had for you is, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh my gosh. I honestly, one of the biggest, or there's two different things I think that I'm trying to decide between. One of them for sure is definitely on the top of my list is this single that I released. This took so many months of time, effort, blood, sweat, tears, you name it, into releasing this single. And up until this single, I really didn't understand or at least know how much time and effort and how many details go into releasing one song. And so that's what's crazy, from the writing of it to composing it to finding the right elements of instruments in it to the production of it and then the marketing of it and then distribution. And it's really crazy to see how many elements go into something. And crazy enough, the first place that we had tried recording this single with, it did not turn out anywhere near where we had wanted it to. And so we kind of had to scratch, honestly, the first recording of the song and start all over at square one again. And so that was definitely something that was crazy, but it was needed. And so we built this song back up from the ground, and thankfully enough, it turned out after many more months and weeks of figuring out where we wanted the song to go, thankfully enough, we got it where it finally felt like, okay, this is a Macy Crew song. So it was really amazing, and then it's been crazy to see the outpouring love and support for this song so early on. It's only been out about a month or two now, and so to be able to see people like saying, oh, we requested this song, or and to be able to see and get messages from different people on social media about how they love the music or my page, or they saw me at a show. And so that's been definitely the craziest thing, I think, and one of the best things in my music career so far is releasing this single. And the other thing I definitely would say is a lot of the shows, I've had some monumental things that have helped shape me into who I am today this past year, where as of 2 years ago, I was still kind of doing talent shows for the most part. I wasn't doing headlining stuff by myself, or I was doing things, but it was just kind of smaller. And this past year, I actually quit my my full-time position, and I took on all of this management on my own. And since then, we've headlined over like 50 different fairs and music festivals and in different concerts. And to be able to go up on the stage and think that the people are there for you, it's just, it's mind blowing, because I never knew if that was something I was going to be able to move to the next step with. And then to be able to be having my phone go off, and then my emails and stuff like that of people actually coming to us asking if I can perform has been an amazing feeling too. So the transition into headlining, and then of course that first single, those two I think are definitely top of the list for the best moments in music so far for me.
That is great to hear. I mean, you know, and I kind of had my own moment, if you will, the other day, where literally out of the blue, I did not email this person at all, but this person reached out to me and asked if we could have their client on the show sometime.
That's amazing.
I was like, wait, what is happening right now? You know? And,
yeah, it's definitely...
And, I was just going to say, it was just... That's validation that you're doing something right in the industry when people reach out to you.
I definitely agree with that. And that's what's such an honor is it started out with us reaching out to a lot of different people. And through that, we've made a lot of different friendships and connections and in long-term mm-hmm. like people that we can connect with. And then after that, it's like, if you can make a good impression on one venue or one concert, you never know the doors it can open. And so that's what's really funny too, is my guitar player and I, we've been friends for many years, and we always talk about the fact that you never know who's in the audience. So we always try to make sure, no matter how big or how small or wherever the venue or the performance is, to always bring our A game. And that's something that we always have been very passionate about, is you never know who's in the audience and you never know who's watching. And so that's what's so crazy, is you just need to always remember that. So you're always bringing your A game to everything you do, because I don't care if you're performing for 15 people in a small restaurant or if you're performing in front of 10,000 people at a music festival, you need to make sure no matter what, you're giving the same performance and you're still yourself and you're bringing that energy still.
Right. A couple more questions for you. Then I think we're going to get into what's coming up for you the next year or so.
Okay.
As a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
That's a really good question. I think what inspires me is I think passion is one of the biggest things, because passion and just dreams in general, because I have such, it's not about the crowds or the money for me at the end of the day. It's because I do music because it makes me the happiest. Being on that stage is where I feel the most myself. And so what inspires me to do that is just to be myself and to follow those dreams and make sure that every show I have, I show that passion so people can feel my love for music through my performance. So I think that's definitely something. And then as far as song inspiration stuff goes, you know, I always try to like look for little signs if I'm out and about or ideas, and I pray about it, and I try to figure out how I can be the most vulnerable and honest with my songs, because everything I write about is something that I have a story behind. So definitely real life is inspirations, as well as just that inner passion of wanting to follow my dreams.
I'm going to be honest with you. in just the past 30 minutes or so that we've spoke, there's not a doubt in my mind that you're going to be a star.
Oh, my gosh. That makes my whole freaking week. So thank you for saying that, because that means the world to me. And I'm trying so hard, and it's crazy, and it's hard some days because you never know what the next day is going to bring with everything. And it is a lot to take on by yourself, but to hear people like you in the position that you are in, to be able to say that, and you're in the industry, and you're well-known in the industry. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for saying that, because I'm striving to hopefully be that next person where some of my biggest inspirations as far as, like, singers right now go, I absolutely love Kelsea Ballerini, Carly Pierce, mm-hmm. Thomas Rhett. But as far as country female singers go, Kelsea and Carly have been two of my biggest inspirations since the beginning, as well as, like, Carrie Underwood. But, of course, she's a powerhouse. Like, she's everyone's inspiration. But Carly and Kelsea, too, they are both people who write their own music and have written their own music since day one, and especially Carly Pierce. She signed to the record label and started recording, and they totally dropped her, and she had to start over at square one. So she's worked for what she has. She started at those songwriting rounds in Nashville, which I'm excited to be able to do as much as I can once I permanently move to Nashville. So to see her, her old posters, I think she posted that on Twitter the other day, an old poster from one of her first shows in Nashville where she just used to play for Tip.
I saw that.
It's so cool to see where she was, and because of her hard work and passion and persistence, where she is now. And so that's what's really cool is people like Carly Pierce, who really and truly worked for it from day one. That's really inspiring to see that. And so I hope to hopefully follow in someone like her's footsteps and be able to work hard for what I get and hopefully someday be able to be on CMT and be on those award shows and things like that. So I definitely aspire to follow in their footsteps, hopefully.
You're going to be up there with them soon.
Thank you so much. I hope so.
Absolutely. Your time is coming. And if there's ever anything I can do for you, whether it's promotion for this new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
Thank you so much. That really does mean the world to me. And it's really cool to have somebody as yourself who is so well-known and successful to be able to support my music. So thank you so much for that.
You know, I feel like if this radio show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, the next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job as a host.
That's amazing. And yes, you definitely have. I've listened to your show for quite some time, and to be able to see the different people who go through and that you get to talk with is really inspiring.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're going to make me cry.
You're tearing me up right now, too. I was just sitting there thinking the same thing. Because.
So, real quick before we wrap things up, because we've only got about 10 minutes, but what's coming up for you next year? Like, are there more festivals, more shows coming up?
Yes, I was about to say, we just are figuring out some fall and winter things right now. Of course, it's kind of the dry season, because when I'm up in Michigan right now, there's not as many avenues as far as performance or like songwriting grounds or stuff as there is in Nashville. So I'm coming down to Nashville. Those dates haven't been announced yet, but I do have some Nashville shows in the works that I'm coming down for this fall and winter. So I'm actually going to be in Nashville at a songwriting round the last week of November. So a few more weeks, I'll be down there playing at Bobby's Idol Hour. And then I'm actually really excited to be playing Tin Roof. I'm playing there the first week in January on their Thursday night song round. So all that will be on my social media for those of you listening who are curious or want to come out or anything like that. And then we also are working with some local venues here in Michigan, playing some holiday shows and things like that. And also have been writing some new music and working on the next single already. And that's kind of in the works right now. We have been writing quite a few songs, but not really overly crazy about one that stuck out for a single. But the other day we kind of got a hold on one that both gave us a feeling, my guitar player and I were like, okay, this I think is going to be the next single. So super excited about that. And stay tuned on social media for when that might be coming out. It's still probably going to be, it's still in its early stages, so it probably wouldn't be coming out for another few months, but super excited about that. And then, yeah, we're just consistently trying to book some more festivals and music shows for next summer. We're looking at a pretty big country music festival. We're talking with their booking agent for next summer. It'd be in Michigan, but there's some pretty big names coming out that they haven't announced yet. But like I said, stay tuned to my social media for all songs and music updates as well as show updates, because we have some fun stuff coming up. So very excited and blessed about that. And hopefully we'll just keep on adding on to that list, as well as we're trying to work on an official website. So that is the other big thing right now. So it would be a one-stop shop where people can go and find all my social media links and my videos, and there'll be a little tour button where you can click on that and see all of my upcoming shows. So we're trying to work on getting a website put together as well. So lots of big things coming. It's been crazy, and I know the holidays get even more crazy because, of course, it's the holidays, but
yeah.
Very excited and blessed, and we just hope to keep adding more shows and working on this music for y'all.
Awesome. I know you mentioned social media a few times. Where can people find you on social media?
Everybody can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's at Macy Crew Music. No spaces, and crew is spelled with a K. So Macy Crew Music, and that's the same for all three main social media sites. So if people want to go follow me on there, I love having new faces and y'all reaching out to me. So make sure to come find me and give my stuff a follow, and a lot of the times I'll follow back too. So I love having y'all come onto the pages and keep updated with me, so definitely do it.
And I follow you on Twitter and Instagram, so.
Perfect.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Oh my gosh, I've definitely enjoyed talking with you. It's been a blast, and I'm so thankful for you taking the time to listen to my song and give me some airplay as well as talk with me. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And like I said before, if there's anything that you ever need from me for the show or anything, I'm always in your corner.
Thank you so much. And I will always be a supporter of your show as well, and I truly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Like I said, you got me choked up earlier, and it's just an honor. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the kind words about the show. That doesn't happen often, I'm going to be honest with you. That doesn't happen very often.
It's been amazing. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much. I'll definitely keep in touch with you with new music and things going on, so I definitely will stay in touch.
Awesome. And before you go, I've got to tell you this again. You're going to be a star.
Thank you so much. I truly hope and pray so, and hearing that from you means the world.
All right. Well, I think I'll let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Perfect. That sounds like a plan.
I'll talk to you later, Macy.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Macy Crew. Next week, next Tuesday, actually, at 5:30 Central, will be our last interview of the year. And we've we've sort of saved the best for last with the lovely ladies of country music trio Honey County joining us at 5:30 Central next week. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.